creature.
Yeah?
Can you feel it, my hippo brother and octopus sister?
Oh, yeah.
That's the sound of millions of creatures throughout the world who are about to get happy to our music. Let's start our world tour.
And that's just what they did. They played everywhere, from the rivers of Rio to the mountains of Mars, which technically is more out of this world than of this world, but that's a small point. The big point is that they played everywhere, which is precisely where they met the next member of the International Band of Misunderstood Geniuses. Late one night in the city of Gobbledygoo, they had just played a gig
for fine people like you.
And they passed an old factory making machines that was bursting with sounds.
And with stenches.
And steams.
Through a door they heard beeps.
We heard blips.
We heard whirs.
And the sonic delights made our monkey's heart stir, so he said,
let's see what all that funk is about.
And we opened the door and went in from without.
Nothing like a rock-a-tack-a-rock-a-rock.
In the dark through the steam was a robotic girl. She was busy and focused in her little world, snapping gadgets together in musical time.
She was humming
and singing and making up rhymes.
This one is picking a lollipop lick with a flick and a kick. Here's a lollipop trick.
What's going on here?
Processing. Wait. Sir, it's fine. I'm assembling these watchable gadgets in time, so you don't have to worry about me, sir, at all. I'm a company gal. I work hard and stand tall.
We don't work for the company,
Phineas said.
We're a band of musicians with songs in our heads.
Musicians? Great, I've got songs in my system.
She got so excited, she rolled up and kissed him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I'm Riley the robot. I'm made to build gadgets, but music's the thing that brings my heart real magic. I'll play a bit hard. I play keyboards and toys. Listen. I can program machines to record and make noise!
Cool!
I recorded what you said. Here it is with effects.
Cool.
Whoa.
Well, Robot Girl, you can give us a hand because it just so happens I'm starting a band called
Phineas McBooth and his International Band of Misunderstood Geniuses.
Whoa. Accessing. Your band name has 21 syllables, which is approximately 18 syllables longer than the average band name.
We're not your average band.
I'm not your average toaster.
Now, I doubt that I have to tell you in that town, was the last time they saw Riley Robot around. They wrote many fine lyrics and many fine notes, and here, my good friends, it's just one song they wrote. Band!
Yeah!
Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
One.
Two.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.